day God sends me strength as my guardian, might to uphold me, wisdom as guide. Your eyes are watchful, your ears are listening, your lips are speaking, friend at my side. God's way is my way, God's shield is round me, God's host defends me, saving from me.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us this afternoon. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins. Bring us to life everlasting. The glory is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and ever-living God, when the abundance of your kindness surpasses the merits and desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us listen to the word of God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it, he built a watchtower and hewed out a wine press. Then he looked for the crop of grapes. But what it yielded was wild grapes. Now inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard than I had done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing. Break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his cherished plant. He looked for judgment, but see bloodshed. For justice, but hark the outcry. The word of the Lord.
From Egypt you transplanted, you drove away the nations and planted it. It put forth its foliage to the sea, its shoots as far as the river.
The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel.
Why have you broken down its walls, so that every passerby plucks its fruit? The boar from the forest lays its waste, and the beasts of the field feed upon it.
The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel.
Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong.
The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel.
Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. O Lord, God of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be saved.
The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
I have chosen you from the world, says the Lord, to go and bear fruit that will remain.
Alleluia!
Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. The tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' When the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? He answered him, 'He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times.' Jesus said to them, 'Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruits.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I'm going to have, starting today, a series of three or four sermons trying to put together how God of infinite love loves every single one of us through all the things we do, the good and the bad, how this love and mercy is always, always there, and at the same time, this love holds us responsible for ones we have hurt. There'll be three or four sermons. See if we can get some understanding of this. The first thing I'd like to talk about is there's something very deep that we can learn from AA. It's possible to do that in our church too, but sometimes it gets lost. For example, when we talk about sin as an offense against God, which is true, it's beyond what God wants, and so on. But sometimes what happens is this. An offense against God. Okay? I've sinned, which almost always means we've hurt people in some kind of other way, knowingly and willingly, and say, "I gotta get straight with God. I gotta get straight with God. God's offended." So, perhaps we go to confession, we get some penance, we say the penance very dutifully, finish it, and we say, "Now I'm straight with God." But the person I've hurt still hurts. If I've ruined their reputation, the reputation is still gone. But what does AA do that sometimes I think we forgot? Doesn't mean it never happens, but sometimes we forget it. In AA we learn when we hurt people, we must make amends. It's not over. To me, it sounds this. I don't think God gets offended. God's got no ego. I don't think that's the problem. The problem is we have hurt someone, and we have the obligation then, when it's possible and agreed it's able, to remedy the pain we have caused. Sometimes it's quite simple. And suppose we have a fight with somebody, maybe with a spouse, could be a friend, could be whatever it might be. You know, and we say some pretty hurtful things to that person. Do I just go to confession and say, I really reamed this person out? How about apologizing? Make amends. And say, I'm sorry I said this to you. That was not fair. I was mean to you. I did wrong. You see, it easily happens. Not always. It always happens. I'll just go to confession. I'll take care of it. The person needs something from us. Some compassion. Oftentimes apologies. This can happen between husband and wife. Can be daughter and sons. Any kind of relationship that is close. Maybe it's friends. It's not enough to confess. That doesn't mean that's bad. And if the priest happens to be on his toes, like oftentimes we're not, we might say, you know, you really hurt this person, did you? Yeah, I did. Instead of giving you Our Fathers and Hail Marys, what I'm going to say to you is this. You hurt that person by what you said, and it was mean. I want you to apologize to that person, to your spouse. Oh, I'd rather say some Hail Marys and stuff. And the priest is up to it to say, sorry. Our Father's Hail Marys are good. But this needs to say, I'm sorry. You see, unfortunately, this doesn't mean confession has to be that long kind of way, but it easily can happen. Because we say, I've offended God. Well, in a way, that's true. You know, God doesn't like it when we do the wrong things and hurt people. But I think, as it looks like to me, when I hurt somebody, I think God is sad. Why? Because I've hurt one of his kids. And then it goes further. To John, you're one of his kids too. And when you hurt that person, you wounded your own self, your own spirit. So the only point I want to make is this. Amends. It's not always possible. Sometimes it could be done deeply, sometimes not, but it's something we always need to look at. It's crucial, the AA. And that is one of the reasons why AA does better than church. I've seen people get transformed through AA. Not everybody is, true. When this never happened through church. And I think it often is because we forget to help heal the wounds that we have caused other people. That's hard stuff. I really think it's true. Let me use just an extreme example. Let's suppose I kill somebody. So I go to confession and I confess, and I had a whopping big fan of penance. Yeah, okay, I'll do that, you know. Maybe take me 2 years, but I'll do it. The man is still dead. The wife is a widow. The kids have no daddy. You see why amends is such a crucial part? Doesn't mean that we in the church have lost that totally, but I think often we slip it off. Amends, which needs to be done in a way which is helpful. Sometimes it's not possible. If it's not, it's not. At least we can pray. Just think about that. You see, as a church, we need to remember we learn from other people. Because sometimes other people get certain things better than we get them. And sometimes we get things better than somebody else does. God bless you.